Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Sean, it's reaching the point of obnoxiousness now, the gloating. It's unbecoming.
I keep receipts, Greg.
Yeah. Nice remix there.
Thank you. That's what I like to call the Drake May haters mix.
Okay. All right. We got you.
Where's Merrill Hodge at? I'm going to get you fired. Yeah, okay, you dope.
Well, Mike Vrabel, complimentary bit yesterday. I courtesy brought it up earlier. I like the fact that he doesn't go out of his way to compliment Drake May when he is on this program every Monday, as he was yesterday. So
I don't enjoy the trek to Foxborough, but on the way home on Mondays, I love listening to Jones and Keefe, as I do every day. Best midday show in Boston. And I was hearing Jones, and he often finds things that I miss. So when we were talking with the coach, I asked about Drake May and Josh McDaniels, and I thought Vrabel gave a very well thought out, reasoned response where he clarified both McDaniels and the offensive and the quarterback's coach. But Jones noted how much Vrabel spent in his answer complimenting everybody but Josh McDaniels, and that I didn't ask about the quarterback coach, and Vrabel volunteered that. So, I don't know if you agree with Jones. We have the audio if you want to hear it.
Caught himself at the end. Vrabel then caught himself and said, oh, and you asked about Josh and, like, jumped into that.
I did ask about Josh, and he didn't begin answering.
Sorry, maybe he didn't say you asked about Josh. Whatever he said, he caught himself at the end.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Do you want to hear the whole thing, or do you want to hear that end part?
How long is it?
Oh, like a minute and a half. It's a good, robust answer from our guy Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Well, I would say that the credit goes to Drake. That's what it always goes to. It's not going to go to anybody other than the player that's doing that and improving and understanding and making the plays. His ability to throw off platform and extend and keep his eyes downfield. You know, there were some things that we asked him to work on that Josh and Ashton asked him to work on coming out of Buffalo. I felt like he tried to do that. And then when he had to extend, have the ability to extend. But you know, I think that's... When quarterbacks can feel the rush, but also see downfield and see things develop, that can be deadly. Just it's hard to defend that as opposed to guys that they drop down, their eyes go down to the rush. Now they can't see guys open up and come free on the third level. So I think his receivers, I think he trusts those guys. I think he trusts to spread it around. I think he doesn't mind, you know, giving them a chance and putting it in some place where they can get it. And so I think that's a great combination between Drake's personal development and trust in the receivers. You talked about Josh. I think the relationship is great. I think, you know, we have a young quarterback coach that we feel very strongly about in Ashton Grant. And I think he serves a different purpose than Josh. Josh has one relationship with the quarterbacks, and I think Ashton has another. And I think that's a good dynamic. I think Josh continues to put things on their plate, and especially Drake, and give him things to look for, or look at, and continue to develop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read into that as much as Jones might. I mean, he's a noted Josh McDaniels hater.
My guy Jones.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like the McDaniels mafia.
Yeah.
And so I mean, whatever it is working. However they have those duties split.
Right.
Between he and the QB coach seems to be working.
And you could tell that Vrabel, because I give a lot of credit to Josh, but you could tell Vrabel credit goes to the players. it's Drake May. That's
and the quarterback coach.
Yeah, he made a very specific point to include Ashton Grant, the quarterback coach.
Because, you know, like he talked about the relationship. Quarterback coach is different than the offensive coordinator, right? So that relationship is going to be different because the quarterback coach is going to be meeting with the quarterback every day in those individual meetings where the offensive coordinator will jump in here and there but be more on the offensive team type of leadership role.
But then you heard somebody like Boomer yesterday who said his quarterback or his offensive coordinator knew him better than anybody else in the world, and that was so important to him. And when he lost that guy, that everything changed. Right. So, I mean, Josh McDaniels is very important when it comes to Drake May.
And you know what would have been interesting is to see what role, because some places the offensive coordinator is the quarterback coach, right? And in other places like here, the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator is a little bit different. So, you know, I think that Vrabel is more players deserve the credit more than anybody, but the coaches help them out or get them to think like, hey, we need you to do this a little bit different next week versus what you did against Buffalo, for example, he brought up.
I'm clearly a little biased, but to me it feels like Vrabel would be comfortable if they ever decided to move away from McDaniels because he has Ashton Grant taking care of Drake May.
That's a narrative that people have been trying to start, that Mike Vrabel didn't want Josh McDaniels, and that's, you know.
Well, it's never seemed like he wanted McDaniels.
Well, you're somebody who thinks Josh McDaniels is Tuchus.
Yeah, so I think Josh McDaniels was brought in by Robert Kraft.
I don't. I happen to look at the development of Drake May, and I give he's the, for lack of a better word, Josh McDaniels is the department head. So those that are working under him, he gets the credit for that. Yeah. To me,
it seems like the way in which Vrabel talks about these guys, it seems like on a week-to-week basis, the general game plan is in fact conducted by Josh McDaniels. But when it comes to actually Drake May's development, the way in which Vrabel talks about it, a lot of it is May and Ashton Grant. Those are the two guys working on Drake May, his mechanics, the way in which he keeps his eyes up downfield.
They're together 95%
exactly,
of the time.
Exactly, which is yet another reason why I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't give Josh McDaniels nearly as much credit as everybody else.
Josh McDaniels gets the credit for the game plan, in-game calls, obviously being able to the flow of the game. I get the point where you're saying, Chime, is because 99% of the time, Grant is with Drake May because Josh is the offense coordinator and is not slash quarterback coach. And is now he probably pops into the quarterback room. He pops into the running back room, the tight end, wide receiver room. And I will say this, Greg, I do agree with Shime in a little bit in the sense of I would have never thought Josh McDaniels because I didn't really know what the connection was between Vrabel and Josh as coaches. So I would have thought like, he would have went and hired one of his guys, right? So we know that Arthur Smith, who's the offensive coordinator Steelers for Pittsburgh, is his guy. Then Todd Downing,
Reese, before they hired Josh McDaniels.
So it was just interesting to see where their relationship came together as coach, head coach, and OC.
Vrabel has a much bigger history with Bill O'Brien than he does with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, so that was the interesting part of it, and I think maybe that's where some of the questions come from, the people who don't like Josh McDaniels.
There doesn't seem to be an issue there.
No.
It seems like things are going.
No, there's not, but it's just like if you never worked with somebody, but you know them as a because you were on the team as a player and they were there as a coach, but you never worked with them, and then you now hire him, people would be like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
If Drake May sucked, and he certainly does not, who would be the first person fired?
Josh McDaniels.
So when he's successful, why is he going out of his way to praise the quarterback coach? That's his guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like I didn't ask a single question about Ashton Grant. I wouldn't know him if I walked in front of him right now.
But I think that's his way of saying, okay, it's not just Josh McDaniels. Ashton Grant is the quarterback.
But then why didn't he also like bring up Todd Downing when he mentioned the receivers
right
there? Like, he specifically brought up Ashton Grant mm-hmm because he believes Ashton Grant is a large reason why Drake May is having success.
And it's not a theory that Mike Vrabel didn't want Josh McDaniels. That was Robert Kraft's hire. And it's fine. I would do the same thing. If I owned the team, I would make sure that it's not only the guys that I just hired that fill up the entire staff.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Vrabel had to okay it.
I just don't read in that it bothers him in some way.
I don't think it bothers him at all.
But he had to okay it, though. I don't think Robert Kraft is saying to Vrabel, we want you to be the head coach of this team, but you're going to have to hire Josh McDaniels as your OC. I don't think Kraft is doing that. And maybe Kraft says, hey, maybe think about hiring Josh, and then Vrabel does the interview process with him and likes him and then goes, okay, I like Josh.
He made a deal with Vrabel like, hey, if you bring in Josh, we don't really have to pay him. You can hire more of your guys to fill out other positions on the staff that make it easier for us that might be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah. All right. Excellent, Curtis. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you to Jones.
We are going to take a break. Still to come, Hill Notes in about 20 minutes. So leave one of those on any topic on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones coming up in just a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.